This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by GrowMark, committing to deliver products you need by people you trust. I'm Dustin Huffman. Iowa farmers rely heavily on strong export markets, and two of the most important are right here in North America. But an earlier planned trade mission to one of those key partners was put on hold while we negotiate a three-way trade deal. We'll have more from Iowa Ag Secretary Mike Nagg next.
Doing business with GrowMark is easy. GrowMark is an agricultural cooperative serving retailers, businesses, other cooperatives, and customers in the U.S. and Canada. GrowMark provides customers with fuels, lubricants, crop nutrients, crop protection products, seed, construction services, equipment, and grain marketing assistance. Additionally, GrowMark provides a host of services for warehousing and logistics, training, and support. Find out more at GrowMark.com.
Iowa Secretary of Agriculture and Land Stewardship Mike Nagg says a scheduled trip to Mexico was postponed due to safety concerns tied to cartel activity and travel disruptions in part of the country.
Yeah, unfortunately, we had to postpone that trade mission, that trip to Mexico that we were intending to take. And that came, if you'll recall, at a time where there was activity around cartels in the western part of Mexico, Guadalajara, that area. And several Americans had been stuck, unable to get back because of disruption in flights and those types of things. So just truly out of an abundance of caution for the group that was traveling with us, we decided to postpone that trip. Canada and Mexico, our number one and number two trading partners, critically important. We're very disappointed that we were not able to make the trip at this time because, of course, the thinking about heading into this year with the review of the USMCA, significant market for pork and corn and DDGs in particular, but really across the board. So Mexico remains an absolute priority for us. Unfortunately, weren't able to take the trip, but we're in the process of rescheduling, and we'll be getting back there as soon as we possibly can.
Nagg says that the delay is frustrating, especially given how critical Mexico and Canada are to Iowa agriculture. Both countries are top trading partners, and conversations like these are especially important right now. He says that's because of the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement, which is up for review, and maintaining a strong relationship with our partner countries is going to be key to keeping our markets open.
Yeah, I think from our perspective here in Iowa, this works very, very well. But we have to recognize this, which is, hey, we're one part of this USMCA agreement. So you do hear things about automotive challenges, maybe some on the fresh fruits and vegetables side of things, dairy with Canada. There are irritants. But let me be clear about this. Every trade agreement, every trade relationship has irritants. But the point is that even as we dealt with things like Mexico trying to prohibit the importation of GMO corn, right? There's not enough non-GMO corn in the world to supply the Mexican market. The Mexican consumer can't afford to pay for it if they did try to create that market. And so we needed to bring resolution to that. And your ability to do that through the framework of a trade agreement is critically important. So very, very, very important that we have an agreement with U.S., Canada and Mexico together. And there are irritants. They need to be worked through. But I would say largely for us, when it comes to pork and corn and DDGs and soybean meal, beef, turkey, these are very important markets for us. And we need to continue to push forward with that.
Ag says while there's always sticking points in any trade agreement, the USMCA provides a framework to work through those disagreements rather than letting them escalate into larger disruptions. Nag says despite the postponement, Mexico remains a top priority for Iowa, and efforts are oriented in a way to reschedule the trade mission. As discussions around USMCA reviews continue, he says it will be critical to keep these partnerships strong and focused on maintaining reliable demand for Iowa products. I'm Dustin Huffman.